Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a great idea that is, 855-993-7569. Folks, listen, when you call, most of the times I can get you on pretty quickly, but occasionally there's just kind of a minor pile-up. And what you can do if you want to is just tell Manny what your phone number is, and we'll call you back so that you have a minimum wait. Okay, and you know we'll get you on as quickly as we can, but we're very fair. We just take you in the order in which you called, right? Because that we're not being prejudicial. We're not we don't even necessarily say you have to be on topic. You know that if we have three people that want to talk about the same thing, then we'll put you all together. That we're pretty reasonable about we have really nice manners. That we're fair across the board.
Very true.
Right. Yeah, we do. 855-993-7569. Good time to call. We've got what interview we're doing? Is it the lion today? No.
Sampling.
That's right. Which is what's the name of the? I just forgot what it was.
I think that is the lion, isn't it?
Is it? I think you're right. You're right. It's about... No, it's not. It's about... No, that's the one about being... Isn't that the one about the man cave thing?
I
think that is.
So.
I think it is. I think the lion didn't ever get rescheduled. Remember, he couldn't do it when we wanted to do it, and we couldn't...
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but there's similar topics. That's why Manny's a little confused about men dealing with the issues about their father. And this one is a man who decides that before his first child is born, it turns out to be a son, that he has to sort through what it is to be a man. And it's really... I mean, first of all, it's an incredibly... poignant and personal, and I don't know, people, you know, as I said, I think the documentaries are not only have replaced newspapers as muckrakers, but I think they've also replaced therapists as a way of working out issues. I mean, there people talk, and I mean, look, I'm fairly open with you guys, and you're very open with me, but that's different than a movie where, I don't know, I think it's interesting for women to understand. You know, we were just talking about the strides that women have made or not made in the last 20 years, and my point being that either we move ahead together or we don't move, and I think that's part of what's happened. But so it's an interesting perspective as a woman to see that men are still struggling with issues, and I think as men to feel that either you're not alone in some of the struggles, or maybe giving you courage to struggle with some of the things that that we talk about in this interview. So hopefully you'll. I mean, I don't put people. This is my program, right? It's got my name on the door, so I don't put people. I've never done filler in my life. Will not ever do filler, of just sort of putting something on to take up the time. So hopefully you'll be educated and touched and interested in all of that. All right, 855-993-7569. But if you're going to call me now. All right, do not wait a half hour. Don't do that. All right, 855-993-7569. All right, we had a question.
Bethany would like to know, Dr. Joy, how do you better organize free time?
Well, I mean, you know, in some ways, I'm not sure you have to organize free time. It may be that free time should just be free, that you, you know, that you allow it to be free-flowing. And maybe what you want to do is divide your free time into different segments. One segment might be, I don't have any plans. Another time, another segment, let's say that that Saturdays, just or Saturday afternoon from noon to 7 o'clock, you don't have any plans. And that's your free time, okay? And so it may be that that you sleep late, or you take a nap in one of those hours, or maybe even you leave time, and so you may not take all that time. You take a nap or you read, and maybe the first hour at 12 you go and get grocery shopping done, so you get your errands done. But I part of what you may want to do is schedule some of your free time so you're feeling that you're accomplishing things that you can't get done during unfree time, scheduled time. But I think you want to have some time that allows you to do whatever you want or to do nothing. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Donna would like to know how you deal with difficult coworkers.
All right. First of all, don't call them difficult, because then you lose. You know, I've told the story before of being asked to give a speech about how to deal with difficult bosses. And I said, well, first of all, you don't want to call them difficult, because if you call them difficult, then you've already lost. You're already somewhat behind. So don't do that. Decide why they're being difficult. And basically, you want to figure out specifically why they're doing what they're doing. And it would be really helpful to have an example here. For example, if somebody is just not very convivial, we've all been seduced to a certain extent by the MASH school of life that says we should have our friends, our relatives, our love life, our food, our health care, our religious experiences all in one place. Piffle. I mean, it was a television program, folks, and it hasn't even been on the air for a long time. But one of the reasons we loved it is because it sort of appealed, I think, to the American notion of efficiency, of everything's in one place. That's not really how things work. Work should be about efficiency. And it's okay to be friendly at work, but expecting your friends to be your coworkers is not necessarily a very useful kind of way of thinking about things, number one. Number two, somebody, if they're difficult, why are they difficult? What are they asking of you that you think is unfair? Are they asking you to be on time? That's not really them being difficult, that's you being careless. Are they asking you to not make mistakes? Again, that's not them being difficult, that's you being careless. So look at what they're really asking. It may be that they're not very friendly, which we already took care of in the first issue. So, but look at the content of what they're saying. Are they asking you to work overtime without pay? Probably not very fair. And that may be something that you could say. Are they asking you to do things that that are unfair or illegal? Different kind of issue. And we can deal with each of those separately. It would be very helpful to know why. In what context you view them as difficult, because the definition of difficult is also the solution. But don't call them that. You may call them demanding, at which point, are they demanding things of you that are unfair, or are you just kind of careless at work? I think we tend to learn more from demanding people than undemanding people. We tend to do our best. You're going to play much better tennis with somebody who can beat the daylights out of you than somebody that you can beat easily, which is, I know, a metaphor. But the point being that rather than calling them difficult, look specifically at what they're asking of you that you feel uncomfortable about, and decide whether it's you or them. And is there something you can do? I've certainly gotten the question a lot of times that people are asking me to do more than I can actually do. And then the question is, and quite often it's because somebody has been fired or is sick or whatever. And the thing to do then is just say to your boss, look, tell me what the priority is here, because when both Sally and I were doing this, I could get my work done. Now that you're asking me to do more of Sally's work, I'm very willing to do it. You always want to look like a team player. But I don't know what the priorities are. So if I could list all the things that you'd like me to get done this week, you tell me where the priority is, and I will work as fast as possible. Okay, so don't give away your power by saying this person is difficult, because you're going to have a very different stance toward them when you treat them that way, and you're going to be antagonistic, and they're going to be antagonistic back. So you don't want to view people ever. You don't ever want to define somebody as difficult. What you want to do is ask yourself what it is they're asking of you that's not workable. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. I know we're living in an age of technological miracles, but I just wish somebody could figure out a scotch tape that didn't tear, and then you had to break a fingernail to get it to open again. I know, that sounds whiny,
doesn't it? Is that what happened to you just now?
It happens all the time to me. I've gone through my third scotch tape thing that won't open, and it's just really irritating. All right. Suppose there's something you can do, like taking an ice cube to it or something. Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that, no.
Well, it probably doesn't work. I probably just made it up. All right, drones, right? I had talked before about, I'd seen them at Radio Shack, that they have this $100 drone, which I thought was terrific. And everybody said, no, you can't just do a $100 drone because they won't work. But I mean, should work a little bit. But I don't even know where I was. I was someplace, and this guy had this huge box with a drone, and it has a camera in it. I mean, it looks fantastic. He said it cost like, I don't know, $1,500 or something. It was not a $100 drone. His point was, I think he bought it on like Amazon or something, and he was saying that he thinks they're about to be outlawed. Well, I think he's wrong. That yesterday, the FAA awarded an experimental airworthiness certificate to Amazon. Can you believe this? That would clear the way for the company to begin testing its drone program. Apparently, it's not blanket approval. They're permitting only limited forms of testing, such as having a pilot on hand to fly the drone at all times. Here's the deal. Amazon and little Jeff decided that they were going to do, there's something called, they're calling it Amazon Prime Air. And they've, a year ago on 60 Minutes, Jeff Bezos told 60 Minutes that he was going to show them their test model octocopter. So they're going to use, I guess they're going to use drones to deliver stuff, right? The FAA, a certificate represents a necessary step, especially after the company made several moves that were contingent on winning federal support. They've already been hiring drone software developers, drone regulatory experts, and even drone pilots. Dun, dun, dun. They're saying, okay, what if this happened? The new model would dramatically reshape the retail industry and affect Amazon's fortunes. It could cut down on delivery trucks and change our expectations and interactions with company. It would be in healthcare, they're saying. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And these models look like, I mean, they look like little flying saucers, and then they have like a little bucket underneath them. I guess it's where you put whatever it is that you're delivering.
Okay.
They're saying they're pushing healthcare data through the Apple Watch or a Walmart doing delivery care on its stores. So the idea being that you could actually get your medication delivered from a drone.
Hmm.
This whole thing is a little spooky. They're saying the nation spends $300 billion on prescription drugs. And the sheer demand for medication is only going to rise as chronic health care conditions worsen. More than 150 million Americans may require regular medication by the year 2020.
That's $300 billion a year?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So it's a serious market.
Yeah.
Americans don't always take the drugs they need. About half of prescriptions aren't followed. Up to 30% of prescriptions don't even get filled. This hurts our health and our healthcare system. Poor medication adherence leads to more illnesses, more deaths, more unnecessary spending on healthcare. Failing to take the right prescription adds as much as $290 billion in added costs every year. So they're saying that's essentially the same as what. So they're saying for every dollar you spend on healthcare, a dollar is wasted on healthcare. On prescription. So that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that Amazon is already playing a major role in drug delivery by sending prescriptions through the mail. Apparently, they have fairly lax controls. They noted Amazon customers could easily order illegal steroids, stimulants, and other dangerous drugs. Well, I know that every day I get offers for Viagra and Cialis. I don't know. If Amazon can get its act together, get federal approval, and get its technology to work, the potential of Amazon Prime Air is obvious. Instead of getting your prescription filled because the time commitment or the travel distance necessary to pick up the medication, you'd have a drone that would basically deliver your medication to you.
Hmm.
Okay? For example, they're saying, exploit the Ryzen program to remotely monitor patients. Healthcare would really be patient-centered. Imagine sitting in your kitchen, finishing a virtual consult with your doctor on the phone, then getting a package 20 minutes later with your prescription. It turns out, dun, dun, dun. Drugs are already being delivered by drone. They're just illegal. Various cartels are using drones to send methamphetamines and other narcotics over the heads of authorities. One drug-toting drone infamously crashed in a parking lot in January. Legal drugs are being delivered in other countries which have more permissive, have more permissive laws. German packaging company DHL last year spent a month testing drug delivery by drone to a remote island off the country's coast. The test was plagued by problems. Two of the first 10 drone flights were scrapped because of bad weather. But they're saying it could be complicated here, too. The FAA's proposed regulations on drones would be too harsh. A San Francisco startup called Quiqui got considerable attention for its plan to use drones to deliver drugs last year, although the company wasn't able to get it off the ground. The third quarter of 2014, investors poured $65 million into drone tech startups, including Google Ventures. They're saying that they want the regulations to get cleared up and a whole bunch more activity. 2015 will be the year of the drone. I don't know. I mean, there are all sorts of horror stories about... Remember there was one at Christmas time about a bar that had a mistletoe drone that crashed into someone's face?
Oh,
remember that one?
Yeah,
and she sued the bar. Yeah. There was also New York Magazine did a thing about drones, about a drone that apparently the CIA was using and misidentified terrorist, and it was a wedding party and killed a bunch of people.
Mm.
I don't know. I think there's some and not to mention what happens if the drone goes to the wrong place I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing with when you're dealing with computers and that sort of thing, because I mean I guess as you and I have both kind of experienced, even the most perfect systems will at some point probably have some sort of a hiccup and
will crash. Yeah. Plus the H word of hacking.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we know that everything is. I mean, there's probably not a day that goes by where I don't get something in the mail that says, "Okay, we're really sorry, but our computers were hacked, and so if someone stole your identity, we'll help you with it."
Right.
Thanks. So the year of the drone. Maybe we could do, we could do stupid and cheerful drones. I don't know. I think there's a little work to be done here. I'm worried about Scotch tape. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Stay tuned.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of week where we look at issues that are a bit larger than the day-to-day questions and answers that you and I share on Monday through Friday. And my guest today is David Sampliner, who's done a documentary called My Own Man. And if there was ever a documentary that neatly dovetailed into what we talk about on a daily basis, it's David's documentary. David, why don't you tell people what it's about?
Well, it's called My Own Man, and it is about this moment in my life when I was approaching 40 and I was approaching marriage. I still wasn't married yet, and fairly soon into the film, I'm also approaching fatherhood, and particularly I was about to become a father to a son. And that set me off wondering just what kind of man I was. I felt like I was one of those guys that needed to be in better touch with the masculine side of me. I was good at being sensitive and communicative, or so I thought, but maybe less in touch with what we, you know, at least stereotypically think of as masculine virtues. And so I wanted to really
virtues?
Explore my
what
own masculinity.
What do you view as masculine virtues?
Well, I guess I would be referring to the masculine stereotypes, being aggressive, being tough, physically and mentally tough, courageous, being a risk taker, someone who takes charge, all of those things.
okay.
are things that people, I think of as manly, and I certainly didn't think those were characteristics of mine.
Did you ever think you were gay, or was you knew that you were? Is it because you found a woman that you fell in love with? Was there ever that issue about, gee, maybe I'm not straight?
It wasn't a sexuality thing. It was, I guess you'd say, it was more of a gender thing. I always sort of felt like I didn't quite fit the stereotype of what people describe when they talk in general about men. Mm-hmm. Of course, men fill a whole spectrum of personalities, but I just didn't really see myself as a member of the tribe just because, in some ways, I didn't feel like I fit those stereotypes. Okay. It wasn't about me questioning my sexuality. It wasn't about questioning whether I was a woman instead of a man. I knew I was male and felt myself to be male. But I didn't feel like I fit those stereotypes, and in some ways I felt like I didn't measure up to those expectations that a lot of us still carry around about who men are supposed to be.
Right. So where?
So that's where I began the film, and so I took this very self-conscious look at my own manhood, and I've tried during the film in ways to see whether I could do things that might put me in better touch with my masculinity, but then the film really becomes about my relationship with my own father.
Yeah,
and
I did notice. Let me just ask you a question about this. All right,
yeah.
you're saying we live in a society that has very clear John Wayne notions about what it is to be male. You're saying, oh my goodness,
yeah.
I feel like I don't fit that very well. Why a documentary that focuses on you? I mean, that just seems to me like saying, I mean, it just seems like really naked.
I guess there's a question of why me, and why put oneself out there so vulnerably and nakedly. Yeah, I really can't explain it other than I thought, you know, that I've always felt hemmed in by the fact that men aren't supposed to reveal themselves emotionally to each other, to other people. That always felt very limiting to me. And
so this
maybe
is kind
part
of almost
making this
thumbing
film
your nose
with my own personal rebellion against.
Don't you think?
Say that again.
It's almost thumbing your nose at the stereotype. It's almost saying, okay.
Yeah, I guess it is thumbing my nose or rebelling against it in some way or trying to push it back against it. Yeah.
Yeah. If this is something you're supposed to hide, I'll show you guys hide. You want to see hide? I'll show you hide.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So start. I mean, talk about your friend who you say, you know, do you think I'll ever be an alpha male? Talk about that relationship a little bit.
Yeah, well, I met this guy many years ago now, right around the time I was starting my family, and we were having a kid, and his name's Ian, and I became friends with him. He's not just an alpha male, but he did sort of fit this kind of guy that I tended to become friends with. I tended to have, as they say in the film, I tended to have a lot of friends who were a bit more, maybe not stereotypically male, but they certainly fit that alpha male stereotype of being strong, being leaders, being aggressive, and that sort of thing. And so we were friends, and I thought, let me talk to Ian. Ian seems to have a good handle on his own masculinity. I don't. Let me see what he has to say about mine and about his. So that's where that scene in the film comes from, and I then follow him, of course, over the course of the film, and I think he reveals himself. He revealed himself to me, and I think he reveals himself in the film as a much more complicated man than I sort of set him up to be, or that I originally thought him to be.
I think so too. On the other hand, it's one thing to sort of say to your best friend or to a friend, okay, does this make me look fat? And your friend turns around and says, damn straight. And they do it on camera. I mean, because the question is...
Well, I guess the male equivalent, maybe, of do I look fat is do I look manly, right?
Yeah. Well, but it wasn't even that.
But I think it's different. That's the thing, is I think it's so much different for men still. And I mean, of course, these are all generalizations, but it's different. Guys still aren't frank with each other about those things in the way that I think women have always...
Well, he was. I mean, that was the kind of chilling part. Here's on film, saying to your friend, okay, how long, do you think, basically a very general, gentle question of, you know, do you think I'll ever get to be an alpha male? Well, I think, you know, that most of us would say, yeah, it may take a while, but, and he takes this moment, this pause, looks away from the camera, then looks straight in the camera and says, not going to happen. never. I mean, that was, right. So tell me about the next stage seemed to me the Warrior Weekend. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there are a few things in the film that I did, just thinking that they would be important sort of things to cover on this journey. If I was going to really be looking at my masculinity, I knew that there were men's groups out there and I needed to explore them. And I'd heard about these men's weekends where men run off into the woods for a weekend and they, you know, they get naked and they dance around a fire and they, you know, I just picture them sort of, you know, bellowing primally to the skies at night or something like that to get in touch with their manhood.
Sacrificing small animals.
Yeah, and so I just thought, oh, this would be an amusing thing to explore. And then I went and did it, and it was actually really transformative in ways that I could never possibly have imagined. It may have been the most transformative thing I actually did among just about anything I did in the film other than the things that I did with my father. But I discovered that there was this, you know, fairly small maybe, but a very significant world out there of men who were like me, who really wanted to communicate more honestly, who wanted to be able to share their emotions with each other, who didn't want to just abide by the rules that we all follow when we're in our male friendships, which is that we only go so deep each other, even really close friends. And I ended up finding that world really attractive. So it's in the world I'm still in and still participating.
One of the things that was extraordinary for me is this: I almost had the sense that you were doing this almost tongue in cheek, almost okay. I'm making a documentary film, and it's kind of heavy duty stuff, and you know we need a little like maybe not exactly comic relief, but something akin to that, so that you know that we'll all get kind of a little giggle out of this. And all of a sudden, these guys are relating to each other, doing role playing, as you say, digging. I mean. It was, as far as I was concerned, it's an old-fashioned word, which is consciousness raising. And they weren't raising consciousness about how to be macho. They were raising consciousness about how to be human. And I thought that was an extraordinary thing.
I think that's really well put. I think consciousness raising is the right word. I think men really are following women, something that women did, you know, many, many years ago, right? Which is they form these groups as a way of really coming to terms with who they were.
With exactly the same thing, with the stereotypes.
Yeah, and men are just... Yeah, I think men started forming these groups shortly after women, modeling themselves on those consciousness-raising groups, so that these men's groups, I think, really do fall in the footsteps of what women did with themselves, and I think men are still catching up in that way. I think, you know, men are inhabiting very different roles, but I think we're still inhabiting the same... We're inhabiting different roles practically in the world, but we still have this old mindset that we're
the same
still
limitations.
Anyway.
The same limitations.
Yeah.
I think a lot of women who did consciousness raising were saying, "Why am I not the submissive female?" And I think that you guys are saying, "Why am I not the alpha male?" But it's the same phenomenon of why do I have to be anything as long as I can figure out who it is I really am. Let's take a quick break here, and then I'm going to come back to what I thought was the real gist in addition to all this other stuff about how you sort of came to be your own man. My guest is David Sampliner. He's done a documentary called My Own Man, and we'll find out more about that in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is David Sampliner, who's done a documentary called My Own Man. And we've just been talking about the fact that not everybody feels like they're John Wayne in this society. And I'm convinced, but I'm a psychologist, that one of the reasons that this sort of tilted into critical mass was finding a woman that you loved, that you want to spend the rest of your life with. And obviously, if you're with a woman, then how you are as a man becomes much more crucial to both of you. It doesn't necessarily have to be a stereotype, but it becomes how we relate to each other. Being an individual, I mean, you can wander through and there's strangers and you can, you know, change clothes. But in an intimate relationship, there's not very much place to hide. And then finding out you're going to be a dad of a son. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so give me a thumbnail sketch of who your dad was and how you related to him.
Before the movie, my dad and I, sad to say, and I take some responsibility for it, or a lot of responsibility for it, but we didn't have much of a relationship at all. I mean, we certainly spoke to each other every so often,
Well, it looks like you did when you were a child. Although it sounds, from the documentary, I got that you were closer to your mom than your dad.
Yeah, growing up, I definitely was closer to my mom. I think we just shared more in common in certain ways. I was an athlete, so I spent a lot of time playing sports with my dad. But I think temperamentally, in terms of some of my deeper qualities, I think I shared more of those with my mom growing up. At least I remember it that way. And so I think we were sort of more kin than I felt with my father. Also, my dad was a surgeon, and he worked really, really long hours. So I just saw my mom a lot more than my dad. She was just much more intimately involved in raising me, even though my dad was certainly a present father.
It was
a very traditional household in that way.
Yeah, and surgeons, having been to medical school, have no impulse control. Talk about his anger a little bit.
Well, I think, and this is something my dad talks really frankly about in the film, actually, which is that he had a really hard job. And he was, day in and day out, lives were quite literally on the line, and they were in his hands. And I think there was a lot of emotional fallout from that. I think he admits that. And I think I don't know that he knew how to deal with it, how to manage those emotions. He didn't have a place for them. And my experience or my memories of it were that he would come home and often he, had a pretty hot temper. And maybe it was a matter of impulse control. But I'm not a surgeon, and I'm now a father of two boys, and I can say that I struggle with some of the same kind of impulse control, too, when it comes to dealing with all the frustrations of children and all the challenges of it.
Are really supported. I mean, I've been in a lot of ORs, and surgeons tend, the ones who don't yell are remarkable for the fact that there are so few of them, that they tend to bark out things, and they tend, you're right, it's a high-stress job, but they're...
By all accounts, was someone who was actually really quite in control of all those things on the job. I just think it was harder for him to be that way at home.
They do it all the time.
I think that's true of a lot of parents, right?
Do you think he showed you more anger than your sibs?
Absolutely not, no. No, it wasn't. My experience of it was it never was directed specifically at one of us and not another. I think he just, and truthfully, he would get angry at us, but he wasn't someone who regularly diminished us. He wasn't mean to us in that way. I think he just brought a lot of big emotions into the house and he let them go. And
how did that feel? Do you remember how that felt to you as maybe a six-year-old or an eight-year-old?
I remember being scared of him. I didn't think, he never was going to, it was never something that was going to be physical. But I just remember having a certain level of fear around that. And I think all my siblings remember that, my dad coming home and having that temper. He was also I also remember him as a really present father, that he was just, whenever he wasn't working, he was with us. He was not somebody who came home and just completely checked out. He was somebody who was really had relationships with all of us. So there was a lot of love there, and I think part of my journey as a person and in this film was to actually come to a more balanced view of my dad, and that was one of the biggest things that approaching fatherhood kind of gave to me and taught me, and this film gave to me and taught me, was that I had a lot of reckoning to do with this image that I had of my father. I had an image of what I thought a man was, and I had an image of who I thought my father was, and I think both of those things needed balancing so that I could come to a more balanced sense of myself.
And those two are obviously intimately related. We've got about 2 minutes left. Talk about the letters.
Well, without wanting to give away too much of the film at the end, there is a scene towards the end of the film where I do... write a letter to my dad.
Fair enough. Talk about how you came up with that notion. Because I'll do it every once in a while, because some will say my parents gone and I have some things to say, and I'd say write a letter. And then because it's about you getting in touch with your feelings rather than them seeing your feelings. So tell me about the impulse for you to write your letter.
So Another thing that I did during early on, actually, in the course of making the film, that I thought was just kind of a gambit for the film but turned out to be a very profound experience, was that I met this life coach. His name is Lauren Zander. And she was the one who very early on recognized I needed to deal with my dad. And she actually is incredibly gifted at getting people to deal with parts of their past that they haven't been able to deal with as adults. And she was the one who said, you need to write a letter to your dad, but it's not going to be one of those letters where you just beat up on it. Because I'd done that before. I'd beaten up on my dad and my mom before. I'd come home with my laundry list of these are all the reasons I'm mad at you. She said, no, you need to write him a letter where you take responsibility for you and how you have failed him in your relationship with him, not just how he's failed you. And it was, and so writing a letter wasn't just this, you know, one of those impulsive dash off a letter and send it in the mail. It was something that I took months and months and months to do. And in those months, I wasn't just polishing prose. I was really trying to shift my whole, all my feelings about how I look, my whole view of my childhood. And in doing it, it really did. And it was this, I'm loath to give away sort of the ending of the film.
Don't give away the ending. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But we can, look, let's just stop here. Let's just stop and say that look out for My Own Man, David Sampleener, and understand the impulse that made him do the film. And we're not going to tell you how it ends. And understand that one of the things we talk about here all the time is if you're going to deal with a parent, you can't have them admit that they were rotten parents. It doesn't work. You have to talk about they may not have been the perfect parent. You may not have been the perfect kid. David Sampleener, My Own Man. It's been a great interview. David, thank you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.